sets. In many ways, a typical derby, cagey, a few chances. But in the end, was a point a fair result?
Yeah, I think it probably was in the end. I just said to the lads in the change rooms afterwards that I think we've done okay for about 80 minutes of the game. And just a 10-minute spell where it seemed like we stopped doing what we'd been doing for the previous 60. And, you know, we couldn't get out. We're making silly decisions, overplaying, playing ourselves into trouble. And the goal was coming, really. Dean's pulled off 3 or 4 really great saves. They had the goalmouth scramble where we've done really well to get the ball away and not concede. But it's really frustrating to concede in the way that we did, where, you know, having absorbed that pressure, you know, we're trying to get back to doing what we were doing well and looking really solid, and an individual error that costs us, because, you know, under no pressure, the ball skipped up or whatever, and Dean, instead of making a routine catch, the ball's bobbled up and he's palmed it into the path of a forward who's got a tap in. So it's very frustrating to concede in those circumstances. But I think overall, yeah, a draw was probably a good result, and it's really disappointing, because we really wanted to turn up today and put on a performance like we're capable of doing, and I feel like we've kind of not hit those standards, really. And it falls on me and Brox to go back to the drawing board and have a look at maybe what we need to do differently, because consistency has been an issue. It's been an issue all year. We know how good we can be at times. And, you know, it's myself and Brox's responsibility to make sure we get the best out of our group of players. And if we're inconsistent, then it's nobody else's fault other than mine and Brox's.
Look at the positives. A really, really fine goal from Matty Kay. Obviously, great cross from Nick Evangelino. So, obviously, a powering header to give West the lead.
Yeah, great first goal for us. You know, Nicky's a quality player. He's got to the point where he's... he's driving the fullback back, and it's got to the point where we didn't even have to take the fullback on, because the fullback was backing off that much. And that's what a little bit of quality and pace gives you. It just gives you a little bit more space, and then to have the quality to stick it on Matty Kay's head. We've been asking Matty Kay to get in the box a little bit more, because we know that he can score goals in there, and it's a really great header. It was head high, and he's just got above his man and powered it into the corner. It was a really great finish, and he seems to like scoring in these kind of derby games. And you know, ultimately that's what he's in the team for. He is an attacking midfielder, and he has absolutely got that in his locker. I think that's his 8th or 9th goal of the season now. We're looking at maybe him pushing on towards 20, because he's got half the season left.
Well, obviously, maybe that was his 10th goal of the season. He got 13 last year, and obviously with the loss of Ashwood recently, that it's a real step up for him.
Yeah, the loss of Ashwood is obviously a blow, because he was kind of our talisman and our forward, and he was scoring a lot of goals. It's no real surprise that a club from a higher league comes in for him, but we've got to have players that step up now, and Matty's obviously got that responsibility to score goals for our team. And you know, if he can get 20, and Saul can chip in with and get himself up to 15 or so, and you know, Nicky can get to 15, and Poyser can chip in with another 10, then, you know, we'll finish the season strong. Because, you know, we just talked about the run that we went on 12 months ago that was pretty tremendous, really, and you know, showed what we're capable over a 4-month period, over 20 games or so. So we've got to try and replicate that now, because we need to keep demonstrating some progress, and 68 points is what we got last year, so we've got to try and get towards 70 points this year.
Finally, club record attendance, 674. I mean, obviously, when you joined the club, it was the cooperative cup away at Banbury Bridge, and obviously you sold a vision. But did you imagine from then that you'd be playing a local derby in front of over 600 people?
it's hard to picture then. That, you know, that obviously was the vision. It's brilliant that the club has progressed and progressed and progressed. And I feel like on the pitch we've made absolute strides forward. I think we're a far, far different prospect to what we were back then. And off the pitch as well, it's representative of lots of people's hard work. I say it a lot in programme notes, and I say it a lot when we have these chats, that there are lots and lots of people behind the scenes who are putting work in to try and drive this club forward and trying to make us a real focal point for the community. So when we're able to have things like firework display and we get 600 down, I kind of turn to my missus and go, because, you know, why couldn't we get this for a home game? And on days like today, we do. So, you know, it's absolutely tremendous. It'd be interesting to see how many Evo Stick Division 1 North games got 670-odd yesterday, and even how many Evo Stick Premier League teams got 670-odd. It would be interesting to see, because if we can maintain that type of support and we can try and keep progressing on that, and you know, people come down and they like it, and they, you know, they see that we're trying to do things the right way on the pitch, and they get a lovely welcome off the pitch, which seems sense to be the response that we've got, then you know, we can make that a regular occurrence and really drive up. And you know, once we can start getting an established fan base, we can then maybe start to look to invest in the team and try and win things.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rob.